And what was all that about?
Both of us have had a hard time of it lately. Logically speaking, there must be a way out, if I could think of it.
I like a man who uses his academic discipline to bring order to his life.
I have a starting point for this problem-solving in mind. Years ago, I used to keep a bottle of scotch in my office. Maybe it's time to see if I can find it. Care to join me?
I would indeed. Rest assured, if yours had vanished, you can always rely on mine.
Before we start our treasure hunt, would you mind telling me something?
The living reincarnation of Henry VIII stands at your service.
I had something more modern in mind than your alter ego, if that's possible.
King Henry and I seldom part company, but you have our permission to ask what you will.
Okay. You got the flyer and the union card, didn't you?
Yes, indeed.
And did you read the flyer before you threw it out?
With great interest. And also, that article in the newspaper next to the obituaries. So did most of the members of my department. Lots of chatter.
And did you think we made the case that the professors at our institution of higher learning are losing ground to those teachers at the local snob school?
Rafe, my good man, you made it very well. Your graphs and charts were easy to read, and your prose a model of clarity. For your gifted writing, Henry VIII would have appointed you to his Privy Council.
Then tell me, did the stuff about the salaries make you angry, even a little bit?
Angry? Furious! How could Chancellor Thatcher allow a pretentious high school to pay better salaries than ours? It's outrageous. An unconscionable slight. It shows no respect for the natural order of the world. Everybody said so.
But as outraged as all of you are, you still didn't join the union. Would you please tell me why?
Many of us did talk about the situation, but in the end, we all felt those flyers humiliated the whole faculty. And then that newspaper article announced our lowly status to the world. After that, how could we ever trust you and your organization not to embarrass us again?